open and one under advisement. We got two.
Do you take this?
Gentlemen, we'll go back. Now we'll go back to old business. We have two under that. Now, first one, Madam Secretary, under old business, please.
Case number 11,281, Mr. and Mrs. Ali Kazim.
Good luck with that.
Kazimzada?
Kazim, yep.
Kazimzada. Lawrence had trouble with that, too.
Yeah.
Just a bit, Mr. and Mrs., you know who.
Yep, that's what we're going there. Mr. and Mrs. K.
There you go, that's good. Okay, sorry about that. This is a variance from the corner of the front yard setback to the corner.
As I recall, the applicant said that they had a health issue that required the elevator and whatnot, and then the opposition, who was, in, I don't know if it was, I can't remember if it was next door in very close proximity, said that they had a quadriplegic in their family and they managed to build in the within the restriction line. So I thought that was interesting.
I did a little research on that. I listened to the tapes, did some research on that, and I find out that they there are corner adjustments down there due by the size of the lots down there on the 60-foot lots. And when they get to the corner, they'll make adjustments in that area, and they have been granted. There are some adjustments there.
And so not, on that street, is about 13,
I think. No, I think a lot. I specifically looked up on the next lot down, specifically 56, lot 56, and the same adjustments being made due to the size of the lot. I researched it.
Mr. Rickards, and just to be clear, you've indicated you've listened to the tapes and reviewed the public record and everything that was submitted.
Everything that was presented.
And was that for all the ones that we had, this one and the next one as well?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Hudson, have you?
I'm certainly open to any discussion we might have, but I don't really have a problem with it.
Okay. And Mr.
Workman? I'm like John on that one. I mean, the woman, she met her setbacks, had no problem with it, and put into the made it fit. And she could do the same thing.
You know, the.
again, Mr. Workman.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mr. Workman, how do you feeling?
I believe that the way the testimony went there, if these people with their personal problems have met the setbacks, I believe they got to, too. That's my idea. Yeah, I feel that they ought to be able to meet their setbacks.
I believe I asked him, or at least deduced from his testimony, he has 2,800 square feet per floor that's buildable.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You know, you go two or three stories. That's a good sized house.
Right.
I wasn't convinced that he convinced us that it was necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. He may have convinced me with other standards, but that one I didn't feel convinced on.
Well, I listened to the tape and listened to your question and answers that he was giving you it there, and I was convinced of that also, that there's no reason why that he can't build within the building restriction line.
I kept getting from his testimony, I kept hearing more of a desire than a necessity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, if there's no further discussion or the board's ready to vote, chair will entertain a motion then.
Mr.
Chairman, I make a motion that we deny case number 11,281, as I'm not convinced that the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we deny case number 11,281. And then all those in favor, Mr. Workman?
Aye. Those reasons.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons, and also for the square footage of the house.
Okay, and again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. Let's go by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11,281 is denied.